A brief session of the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting for Saturday, June 11th. We have just open public input and then miscellaneous before we adjourn to a meeting with the Conservation Commission for the rest of the morning, some of us. So with that, I will go to open public input, and you guys know the rules of engagement here. So Wayne and Charles. That's the hot seat. That's the eject button right there.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate the chance to speak to you. We've been attempting to get the department to take action on a Skagit catch and release season for 3 years for steelhead. This can be accomplished by taking a basin-by-basin approach to steelhead management in the Puget Sound. With such a plan, anglers would be able to participate in the season as had been tradition. Additional impacts would also be freed up for the tribes for their traditional fishing seasons. Director Unsworth repeatedly said that the North of Falcon process did not feel like co-management. He has also stated that the state and tribes agree that more fish are needed. Our fishery is an opportunity for the state to co-manage a resource successfully with the tribes and provide more fishing opportunity. Just as providing more hatchery fish in the Puget Sound would benefit both the tribes and recreational fishermen, a basin-by-basin approach for the Puget Sound steelhead would do the same. Given the hard feelings that were brought to the surface in the North of Falcon process, the department and the tribes both need a positive action that they can take together. Basin-by-basin management and the associated fishing opportunities represent an olive branch that can and should be extended to each other. Just as more salmon is something the DFW and the tribes can agree on, access to existing fish should not be a hard sell. A season would provide the Puget Sound anglers evidence that the department wants to provide fishing opportunities to them. Puget Sound options have been severely curtailed with this year's low coho abundance. For instance, we will not be able to fish for sea run cutthroat on the Skagit, and like Lake Washington spiny rays, like there's all these odd fisheries that people are kind of upset about because they're just caught in the crosshairs. This is one opportunity. Getting the Skagit opened is one opportunity to show all anglers in the Puget Sound that, yes, the department is serious about getting them on the water. If the tribes don't want to cooperate, then we feel like the state should go it alone and try to get the permit through NOAA themselves for the same reasons as outlined above. Just because they may or may not want to go with it doesn't change that at all. I would hope that we kind of prioritize this and move it forward. It seems like a win-win for both the tribes, for us, and my understanding is for the most part the tribes don't seem opposed to it, and I don't see why they would. It opens some impacts up for them as well, and we understand that. We just want to get on the water, and it's been 3 years, and would hope that we could prioritize this. I don't know what the next best thing to do with staff time is, honestly. At this point, with North of Falcon going as south as it has, like this is a really, I think, opportunity for the tribes and the department to get together and accomplish something together and move forward together. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Wayne. Questions from the commission? Yes.
Amen.
And Steve?
No, that's Wayne.
No.
That was Charles.
Yeah. Okay. No, I know that's Wayne, but Steve, come up. Don't correct me.
All right. Good morning. It looks like we're Commissioner Light today, or two? Okay. Anyway, a quick history. As Charles said, we showed up 3 years ago and first started talking about this. And when I came, I brought with me a couple of gentlemen who have spent their whole careers in fish management and was kind of on board with, you know, not only can this work, there's no reason to not do it. And either one of those gentlemen is capable of writing the Skagit steelhead management plan. We thought about offering to do that at that time, but we thought that would be insulting to offer to do your job for you. So we never did make that offer. I'd like to offer it now if it's needed. I'm pretty sure it isn't. We were here last summer, and on the PowerPoint presentation, we were told the plan would be submitted to the feds in the fall. And as I recall, Annette Hoffman immediately started back and said, or early winter. We are now within spitting distance of summer. So I don't know why it hasn't been submitted. And to also reiterate what Charles said, maybe we need to go alone without the tribes. Co-management should mean co-participation. 3 years is plenty of time for them to consider whether or not they want to do this. And also, if it gets submitted to the feds, there is a public comment review period where they could, if they have any objections, make those objections at that time. And get all the hard stuff out of the state's hands, dump it on the feds, and let them decide. Would also like to point out that April 30th, we had our annual event on the Skagit, and we had really hoped that you guys could have showed up and gave us a little bit of good news. You missed it by that much. We realized that Samageddon happened, and it was a pretty gloom and doom day that day, and a lot of people that support Occupy Skagit are getting a little disillusioned with the department, and I don't know what to tell them because it's been 3 years. We're not sure what the holdup is, but we would like to see this thing move along. It was a slam dunk thing. It was the easiest thing that we could have ever brought to you guys to try and get done. There's absolutely no one, and that includes the people that sued you, are against it. If there is someone against it, I wish we could find out who it is and talk to them. And we would also wondering if there's someone in the department that is involved with this plan that we could talk to instead of driving down here every few months to talk to you guys. If there's a contact person that we could talk to, and maybe we just bug the crap out of them until they get it off their desk. We want to help. If that helps, that's great. If it doesn't help and we become an annoyance, it's time to beat you guys nicely. I'm sorry. It's been 3 years. And so that's about where we're at. Thank you.
Thank you. We will, why don't you take it, and then we'll respond to all three. Yeah.
Chair Smith, Commissioners, Director Unsworth.
I'm Steve Franson from Olympia and an advisor to Occupy Skagit, that grassroots effort to restore the traditional Skagit and Sauk River catch and release steelhead season that last occurred in 2009, the year the bottom fell out of the run size. You've told us for 3 years now that we are going about this in the right way. And I appreciate that positive feedback, but I have to point out that I've yet to see a single visible indication of progress towards our most eminently reasonable goal. We've been told that meetings have been held with the Skagit tribes, and by contacting tribal fisheries managers directly, we've been able to verify this is true. However, we've seen no draft, no preliminary draft, no nothing. At the April meeting, the commission asked the director to report on progress on the Skagit steelhead plan, but that was before North of Falcon ended and what we, I guess, know as Salmon-geddon happened. So I have to ask, did the issues related to Salmon-geddon preclude action on steelhead? Yes or no answer would really be helpful as far as trying to figure out next steps. As Charles pointed out a moment ago, a co-manager plan would be most positive symbolically, that the department and the tribes can work constructively together and create win-win solutions. That would look really good right about now. But while a co-manager plan is preferred, we don't prefer it at any cost. If this alternative is viable, then it should be submitted to NIMS within something like 60 days, time enough for a draft plan that was already finished, but for dotting a few I's and crossing some T's. A date certain becomes necessary because an open-ended schedule has shown us that nothing is what happens. If the co-manager draft plan isn't ready to submit after, say, a 60-day period, then we request that the department prepare a department draft plan for non-treaty steelhead fishing on the Skagit and Sauk Rivers and submit that to NIMS. We don't suggest timelines lightly, but with no transparency and no visible signs of action, we presently have no way of knowing whether the department takes this request for restoration of a near-zero impact fishery seriously. Along this line, it would be most useful, and I think Wayne just covered this, if the department would designate an official point of contact who is technically informed and will keep us informed on the progress, content, and character of the draft steelhead plan. Additionally, I'd like to suggest that the Skagit steelhead plan be submitted under Section 10 of the ESA as a fishery conservation plan instead of under Section 7 through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, simply for its federal nexus. We don't want you to go through this effort only to be held hostage by the next disagreement over salmon management. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've been talking about this for a long time. You guys are right. And the events of North of Falcon and the fact that we came away with no take coverage under ESA would have not allowed us to have this ongoing this year or next year until we get coverage. We're anticipating, the department is anticipating getting coverage on or about June 24th here in another 2 weeks, which should get that monkey off our back. As far as where this process is stuck now in this building, I can't tell you, but I'm about as frustrated as you are. I guess I'll let others talk, but it's got to get done.
Commissioner Walker.
I think we should let our director respond, but before he does that, I'm going to be a person who reminds everyone of the connection between opening up the Skagit and relieving some of the pressure on the Olympic Peninsula rivers. I have a place up in Forks, and I've been connected to that place, the Forks area, for 30 years. And the pressure on the rivers, which are among our healthiest steelhead runs in the state, because of the displacement coming from Puget Sound, is a real worry to local people. They like the economic activity, but we're going to kill the golden goose out there. So I have urged the commission to take on this whole complex of steelhead issues and not forget, I'm in favor of what you're trying to accomplish, and I want the commission to apply as much pressure as we can to place this as a high priority on the agenda for the department. But I also want us to be aware and mindful and talk about the connections with what's happening in the steelhead runs on the Olympic Peninsula. Because if there's one preeminent responsibility that the commission has, it's to conservation and making sure that on our watch, we don't have the same thing happen on the Olympic Peninsula. And it's possible. It is conceivable now. So I'm all in favor. We'll keep working on it. I think the commission should make a statement that this is a high priority, and it should be in writing. That's my feeling.
The other half of our effort is a basin by basin management. All of Puget Sound got closed, and the fact is the Skagit steelhead aren't threatened to become endangered, not by a long shot. And I think this is the doorway to basin by basin management, and then on the peninsula you can do the same thing. If this river's getting beat up too hard, you shut it down. It's instead of shutting down the whole peninsula, now you can do a little a la carte fishing or a la carte closures, well, however you want to put it. But none of that's going to happen if we can't get this basin-by-basin management. And not only does it will protect, and I talked to Scott Schuyler about this, is a lot of the rivers are borrowing impacts from the Skagit so that they can have their fisheries on other streams that are smaller and probably shouldn't be fished at all. So that's a conservation thing right there. And as Steve suggested, when this gets submitted, perhaps we do it under that Section 10, that conservation deal, so that it doesn't get embroiled in the politics of salmon fishing.
Commissioner
Salmon
Grable
is obviously number one.
I just wanted to say, you know, we did get lost in the process of North of Falcon. It just sucked all our energy and attention away from a lot of other things. But I did want to say at our recent Fish Committee meeting where we were shown the budgets for next year that the Skagit is a line item in the budget for money set aside for the management of the river. And so that was encouraging to me at least to see that they anticipate expense for the management of that river and that fishery. So things are in place, but obviously work has to be done. But it was encouraging for me to know at least financially the department is committed budget-wise. So sure. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Wayne, your comment about basin-by-basin management, that's understandable, but it really boils down to dealing with NOAA. Because when they list Puget Sound, they list Steelhead as one ESU, Evolutionary Significant Unit. And as you probably know, they're not the easiest agency to move the ball down the field on. But that's what we want to strive for. And the Skagit shouldn't be lumped into those other rivers as an ESA-listed river. So we got to figure out how to do that, and I think our director's got his hands around that one.
Yeah, just a couple of comments. There are a few items on the list that we have not made any progress on the last few months. Catch and release on the Skagit, Wenatchee mitigation, point no point, a few things that are very top priorities for us that haven't much progress. Not any progress has been made in the last 6 months. Some of the same people that are working on North of Falcon need to work on those items too. The Skagit catch and release is in the budget, and I know that there's progress being made. And I do know we've had some issues with trying to complete that management plan, but we'll move forward. Ron Warren, assistant director in the fish program, is the contact you can have.
Okay.
And I will bug him Monday. And
we'll
be certainly calling. It's certainly important for us. I think you all know I'm a steelhead fisherman, and
thank you.
All I can report. I can't. Okay. I don't have any.
Have you ever fished Skagit?
No.
Would you like to?
It's beautiful. I got a boat. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I live there.
I got a room.
I'm from here.
I was up there a couple weeks ago and looking at the river, and it's a fabulous looking river.
Yep. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, quick.
As the state, okay, if you want, you said to go to NOAA to manage a basin by basin. Let's say we think the Nooksack is doing well. Do we have the data right now, as it stands, where we're at today, to present that to NOAA to say, you know what? We think the Nooksack's doing well, or we've been monitoring the Nooksack, and we think we could open that in a basin by basin management program. We think we could open that. Do we have that foundation right now and that history to open that river or the Skykomish?
Well, I would, from what I know, I suspect that we do. I have that data, but it's a different issue by having that data and being able to sell it to the folks at NOAA. I mean, there's a whole process involved there.
And I realize that's two steps, right? Mm-hmm. We have to have the foundation as the state to go to NOAA. Because I talked to Annette Hoffman, and I asked her why we weren't entertaining some of these other rivers. And she said that we didn't, and I'm not trying to throw her under the bus, okay, you know. But she said she didn't think that we had enough data or the data to take it to them, you know, with solutions to opening
up. Well, then she should, I suspect, get the data. That's her job. But I would follow Director Unsworth's lead and contact Ron Warren. He's a good man. He's a hardworking guy. He's got a lot on his plate, but he'll be responsive to you because he knows what we want to get done, what needs to be done. So that would be my recommendation.
And let me back this up. But we do feel the frustration, and I hope you understand some of our frustration in with everything else that's been going on with North Falcon. And it has not been an easy year. We are with you on this issue. So, and I think, I mean, I think you hear that. So it's, and it's in the budget. The director is on top of it, and if he doesn't go with you, I'll go with you one day. So my personal agenda is get this underway again. Yeah, I'm closer, so he never takes me out.
Let me help him. It's in the budget as a catch and release fishery.
Right,
it's not
yeah.
just in there as
right. That's what I meant. So, and again, we appreciate you guys coming because you are keeping our fingers to the fire, and that's necessary because. The number of issues that we're dealing with, you know, in the last 48 hours, but that doesn't mean that they're not all critically important, and this is, but we're human, and we need you sitting there looking at us to remind us that this has got to move forward. So, and I think the news is positive. We are getting, we're seeing the end of the tunnel here on, hopefully, on north of Falcon. So, so thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you all.
Oh, wait, Connie?
I just want to weigh in on that. Knowing me as a fisheries biologist, this is the most one of the most frustrating things I've ever been involved with, is trying to get movement here, not only in the department, but with NOAA. And NOAA is going to be the problem here on this one, like anything that has to do with endangered species. There's only one group of people that have come before this commission that's been more patient or as patient as you have been, and that's the small forest owners with regard to bear damage. They've come before us time after time after time. They've been very, very polite, as you all have been very, very polite. And I'm frustrated as you are and frustrated as everybody sitting at this table is. And I think you're going to get some action on it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
With regards to NOAA, like, it seems as though the tribes are, for the most part, at least the Upper Skagits and possibly the Swin, they're on board. And it seems also, I think one thing that we've learned with North of Falcon is that the feds really like cooperation between the tribes and the state. And it seems like we have a shared goal here. And I don't, to some extent, everyone's taken it about the head and face with what's going on this summer, even though you've come to agreement, which is great. Yeah. I fish salmon, too. And so I don't know what's a more important thing at this point. Like, that's what I'm kind of grappling with. Like right now it seems like a prime time to say, hey, here's an olive branch, guys. Let's do this together. That's kind of my hope.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think collaboration with the tribe on this type of an issue at this point is going to be all important.
Message
if you can do it.
When you talk to him, too. I mean, just keep reinforcing the message. And so
that'll happen.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Drive safely going back.
Okay.
I don't want you wrecked to hold me up.